Module 7, the fourth stage of team development, performing. The team should now be well into their work and progress made on their objectives. Communication is going well and team members are sharing knowledge and working well together. Hallmarks of the stage. Once teams move from norming to performing, they are identified by high levels of independence, motivation, knowledge, and competence. Decision-making is collaborative and dissent is expected and encouraged as there will be a high level of respect in the communication between team members. What to do as a leader? Since the team is functioning in a highly independent way in the performing phase, the leader shifts partially into a support and mentoring role to provide task or process resources to help the team complete its objectives. What to do as a follower? Because the performing stage implies high interpersonal trust, knowledge, and competence, participants can perform higher-level analyses to support decisions toward team objectives. A SWOT analysis, strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, is a simple tool that allows specific ideas to be easily categorized to help support the adoption of a solution to an objective. Case study. Terry's team was now working almost entirely independently. They were steadily working towards their goals with minimal input from Terry, who had shifted to a support and mentoring role within the group structure. Once he listened to an impromptu meeting between Paul and Sarah and almost intervened when he heard them start to debate, recalling their previous argument, but heard them come to an agreement. When he later asked Sarah about it, she explained that everyone had a high level of respect for each other, and while they may debate, they all know that the others are competent and have good input. Soon, Terry's team met their goals thanks to their strong team ethos that they've built.